Hey everybody, and welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach and health strategist. So on this show, we talk about mental toughness, obviously. We talk about health, wellness, and I love to talk about success as well and what it takes. And part of that is about relationships. It's about first impressions. It's about how you present yourself. It's about pushing through. It's about having the right coaching around you and so many different factors that come down to being as successful and the best version of yourself that you can be. Today, I want to reflect on, it's to do with first impressions, but perhaps a better way of looking at it is over-delivering. So if you under-promise and over-deliver, you've heard that before, but I want to use an example today of how that there was a missed opportunity for somebody that I was dealing with and how that's dramatically had an impact negatively on first impressions. So without giving too much information away in case the person's listening to the show, they'll probably perhaps pick up that, yeah, I did that or that's something that I do. If you think about you're new to business or you're trying to expand your business, I don't know if I use myself as an example as to what I'm doing. Let's just say, so this is a real example. Tonight, I have a consultation with somebody that I've never met before. Now, up to this point, the process for them is to say, go to my website. Let's just go back a bit. Let's say there's a consultation tonight, and I'll reverse engineer it for you in a second. So there's a consultation tonight. Let's just say that the time comes around for this person. It's 6:30 tonight. And let's just say that I'm just not here. Like everything's locked up, but I'm not here. Now, does that leave a great impression? No, because they'll be really peeved off. They'll then like call me, whatever, and say, like, where are you? We're supposed to have an appointment. What's going on? Oh, sorry, mate, I forgot about it. If I think back to a situation that I had where I was training super, super hard for this photo shoot that I was preparing for. So I trained all year and I booked like months in advance this photographer to come on this particular day. The idea was that I would peak on one day and that was the last day that I had to submit these photos because it was part of a competition that I was entering. And so that day comes around and I'm all tanned up, I'm pumped up, you have to do like a physical pump up for like your photo shoot. And I'm doing it just before the person comes. And so then let's just say it was at 10 a.m. So 10 a.m. comes. I was like, okay, must be here soon. 10:05. No one here. All right. What's going on? But keeping in mind that I'm starving. I'm just sipping some water because I don't want to be bloated for the photos and be as slim as possible because it was all about my six-pack and everything. It gets to 4:15, nothing, 20 past. I'm like, this is crazy. I ring the person, just get message bank. Another 45 minutes goes by. Then it's after 11. I thought, what the hell? I've emailed the guy by this stage. I've messaged, I've phoned, nothing. And then finally, about an hour and a half later or something, I get a text message. Sorry, mate, forgot. Actually, it was a voice message. Sorry, mate, forgot all about it. I'm heading up to, not interstate, but like country Victoria because he's just had some bad news and he has to tend to it. Now, everybody has emergencies, right? But if it's like me, like even when my daughter passed away, I can see on my schedule that, yes, even if I'm in hospital, I'm by my daughter's bedside and all that kind of stuff, I can see that I've got appointments for today and those people don't know what's going on in my life and I need to tell them that I'm not going to be there. And I need to do that as much in advance as possible. And so this guy who was presented to me as, a brilliant photographer in this specialized space of fitness models and that kind of stuff, And he's just let me down hugely. Yes, people have emergencies, but he should have looked at his calendar, been able to see that I was there and that he should have done that. So what did that say to me? One, incredibly unprofessional, obviously doesn't run a professional business, because I must have been the only person that he was doing a photo shoot for on that day. So now I'm thinking it's not a full-time business, it's just a hobby, because has he just done that to 10 people today? Unlikely. But if he has, I mean, then how crap is that? What are you going to do? Just realize, oh yeah, that's right, I have clients. I better let them know, as I'm almost, you know, 2.5 hours away from home or whatever. And so very, very bad. Now, I will never use him again. He said, oh, like, if you like, I can refund or you can just rebook. And so I sent a message back saying it had to be today. And I did say, look, sorry for, you know, what's going on with you. So it had to be today. Please just, you know, refund. I think I emailed that to him. So then I'm screwed, right? So I then had to race around trying to find another photographer that could do it. Now, thankfully, I had a client that does photography. They just happened to be available. I went around to their place and they did it like a couple of hours later. I took some footage on my phone and everything. So what's my backup plan now? I don't use a professional photographer for that and I just do it myself. And so that was a massive, massive under-deliver, and he over-promised. The recent one that's happened to me has been somebody approached me. They're looking to grow their business. They came to me and said, look, this is what we do. I won't tell you specifically what it is, but it's something that we all do on a day-to-day basis. He said, this is what we do. You know, we're local. This is how we do it. I said, it sounds great. I said, look, these are the things that I've done with this in the past. This is, you know, this is how I like to eat and, you know, do that kind of stuff. And he said, okay. He said, do you mind if I, you know, bring you some samples around next Tuesday and look, if this is something that you think would, you know, would work for you, then maybe you could promote it to your clients, etc. And I said, yeah, sure. I said, look, if I like the flavors and if it's, you know, if it's healthy and good calorie control and stuff. So I said, yeah, look, I'm happy to provide us some options for those particular people that might need it. All right. So I thought, okay, well, that was proactive. And in the meantime, this guy is like really blowing up how great they are, which is what everybody does, right? Just how awesome they are. You know, you're just going to love this and blah, blah, blah. So that was for Tuesday this week. It's now Friday, nothing. No texts, no phone calls, no samples, nothing. So what does that tell you? One, my first impression of the guy was, okay, well, seems okay, but there's a bit of BS potentially here, and let's just see if you come through a delivery, and failed to do that. So what does that say? Given that a huge part of what they do is delivery in a timely manner, I'm not going to recommend them. So I doubt that the samples will ever come. Maybe they'll come in weeks to time also. Who knows? I'm just thinking they probably won't come at all. And if I see the guy again and he talks to me about it, I'll say, well, look, here's something about business, my friend. First impressions matter. I said, this was my first impression when you came. I said, I thought you were a bit full of it. You promised this time and you've given them on this time, or you haven't given them at all. I said, you've overpromised, you've underdelivered, and on that basis, I just wouldn't refer anyone to your service because you've let me down. So why would I recommend you to someone else? Now, then there would be, oh, there was a whole bunch of excuses as to why. Oh, this happened. We had a family emergency. It doesn't matter what happened. The fact is that you had my details. You had my address. you should have known, or made a note that, okay, I need to do this for Rob on this date, bang, this is what I'll do. Now, what was the opportunity that you did have? To come on Tuesday, not just give me a couple of samples, give me a whole week, right? And then I'm like, oh, wow, that's impressive. Give me a chance to taste everything, and then I can make that decision on that basis. And like, so then all of a sudden I've gone from being, potentially underwhelmed to being, wow, this is really impressive. Well done. Also, the way the guy presented himself, very casual. I would have been going turning up in a suit or way more professionally dressed. So just a great example of how you can under-deliver. We want to over-deliver to our clients. Now, let's go back to the situation where I said the one that I've got coming up tonight. So far, the interaction that this person has had, we have not had a conversation yet. So the person goes to my website. Now, most people in the space that I work, particularly in my local area, their websites are trash. Most people that work in my space don't even have websites. They just have Facebook, social media, Instagram. That's all they have. They don't have a website. So it's like, okay, well, that tells me how much or how serious you are about business and you don't want to invest. You've got a Gmail email address. It's just you're not investing in your business. And so therefore, you're probably also not investing in yourself to become better. So you're just like everybody else. So it goes to my website, can see that it's very professional, can see that I'm branded. I've got on the very first page, there's a video of me with Brooke Shields interviewing her about her health and wellness. So it's like, oh, wow, that's impressive. Scroll down, you can see all the people that I've connected with. You can see all my success stories. You can read all kinds of blogs and recipes and all that kind of stuff and see that I've been doing this for a long time, 36 years now. You can read about me. Most people aren't going to do that, but you can see that, wow, this is really professional. And you can see before you scroll anywhere, you get a free consultation. You click on that. There's a little video about why you need to come in for a consultation and the fact that I'm looking to work with committed people. So I'm kind of pre-qualifying people that have then opting in for a consultation. They click on, they can do a quiz as well. So this particular guy did a quiz, then falls into an automated sequence, which I don't see, but just happens in the background, encouraging, hey, thanks for doing our quiz. Here are your results. Hey, remember, you've got a free gift here for your free consultation. Opt in for this. I think they get about 5 different emails of that. If they opt in for one in between, that sequence automatically stops so that they don't just keep getting hounded by something that they've already done. So he did that, and then he gets to go to an automated calendar just through Calendly, and he can book in a time which is automated or linked in with my Google Calendar. So it's all seamless, doesn't have to pick up the phone. And at this point, it's all professional. Then books in, and then we'll get SMS reminders and a thank you for saying, hey, you've opted in for this. Here's the details, here's the date, etc. Now today he would have got a day before reminder, and he'll get an hour before type reminder as well to come to this appointment. If he can't make the appointment, he can rebook and manage all that himself without reaching out to me. So up to that point, it's very, very professional, right? There's no toing and froing. It's all really professional. Then let's just say he comes here to the studio and it's a mess. It's like there's equipment everywhere. It just looks like somebody's garage. There's dust everywhere, cobwebs everywhere. Not a great impression. But when you step in here, Pep, everybody says when they first walk in, they say, oh, wow. Because that's what it gives you. It's a very professional. I haven't seen anything like what I've got set up here. Just all the, like, there's nothing left to chance here. It's so clean. It's got all the equipment that you could ever want to use, whether you're someone from a professional bodybuilder through to a beginner. You can do everything here. I've got the best quality of everything here. And so then that just blows people away. And then they get all of these things that they don't even know about, right? So I give them tailored meal plans. I give them a welcome pack, which has got a whole bunch of stuff, and they get a copy of my free book. And I get t-shirts and various other bits and pieces as well, guides and everything to help them achieve their goals. So the whole way, I'm just really over-delivering. They're thinking they're going to come and get a certain type of service, but then I just take it about five notches up and say, okay, well, I don't have to say this, but this is what happens. They're expecting, say, a level one sort of experience, but I take them up to a level six, a level 10, depending on your rating system, experience, because I know what's important to treat my clients. They pay a little bit more, but they get the Rolls-Royce treatment. I give them the water, they get a towel, they get all that stuff with each session so that they don't have to worry about anything and just focus on working on them. And plus, for most of my clients, they get to work in the whole facility just by themselves. And that's what people want. They want privacy, they don't want prying eyes, they don't want to look at anyone else, they just want to focus on them. And that's what's really great about this. So I think it's just a reminder to check with ourselves how we're showing up again and how we're presented, right? Like physically how we're presented. So for me, I'm in a branded t-shirt. I always make sure that it's clean. I also always make sure that my car that's in the driveway is clean. It's branded, makes it easy to find. But it's always clean inside and out. And what does that say? It's saying, okay, he keeps the brand clean. That's really important to him. I'm going to get treated well. All of these things add up. You see me, let's say I've got BO, I'm wearing just not branded stuff. I'm wearing old shoes. I smell. I'm wearing, a tatty t-shirt and that kind of stuff. It doesn't look good. But if you look like you've just stepped out of a shop wearing brand new clothes and everything, your shoes are clean and all that kind of stuff, your breath doesn't smell, your hair's nice, it all adds up to, wow, this is really professional. So many of my clients that I talk to, I say, so what was it that when you came in, I ask them what caused them to come in, and then when you came in, what was it? And they said, well, you everything looked really professional on your website. It looked like you had so much experience. But when I came in, I was like, wow, I was just blown away by the surroundings. But you gave me a solution. You gave me these three different options for what it was to achieve my goals. You told me that you would get me there. And that was what was really impressive. You were just so professional. So I pride myself on that, and that just comes from my background and where I put my focus. So let's under-promise and over-deliver on everything that we do. It doesn't matter whether you've got an external facing client or it's an internal client or customer. We all have customers. And if you over-deliver, then whoever your customer is going to be, oh, wow, this is great. And then you just keep adding value to people. Add value to customers, add value to the people around you, and you just never know. So I'll finish on this note. I had an example where, next week I'm doing 2 days of filming with 60 Minutes for a story that they're doing. And so on Tuesday next week, they want to do some filming with me in the studio working with clients. And they said, look, if you could get maybe three clients and so forth, and that'd be great. Now it's kind of early to mid-afternoon. Now all my clients are working, and even though they might think, oh yeah, wow, great, be on 60 Minutes, whatever, most people aren't like that, particularly my clients. They want to be, private, they're running businesses, they're busy, etc. So for me to be able to find those clients that have the flexibility to be able to come for half an hour is really, really hard. And I reached out to somebody yesterday, and she said to me, look, I'm really nervous about it. I'm not really sure. And I said, look, don't worry. You just, you're not going to look at the camera. You just focus on me and so forth and what it is that you're doing. And they're just you'll forget that they're even there. But she said, I will do it because of everything that you've done for me. And I don't do things for people so that one day I can say, hey, you owe me something, because it's not about that at all. But that's how people think about it. You keep adding value to people, and there's this reciprocity sort of law that's inbuilt in us that says, wow, I've got so much value here. I really want to give back to someone else, that person, etc. So that all comes from over-delivering. Over-deliver, over-deliver, over-deliver. Now, if you would like me to over-deliver to you, go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and opt in for that free consultation. All right, I'll see you tomorrow.